Mini-episode 945 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at Sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 945 and our preview of the 2017-18 NFL wildcard round. I'm FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with a look around the league and picks for each game. I was 7-8-1 last week, 3-0 on my big three, and 1-0 on my lock pick, bringing me to 130-119-7, 31-18-2, and 12-5 on the year in those categories. It's my best year by far on both the big three at 63% and my lock picks at 71%. My overall plays are at 52.2%, leaving me tantalizingly close to my third consecutive year over 52.4%. I've got to go 7-4 in the playoffs to edge over that mark, but I had to go 8-3 last year and just made it at the very end in the Super Bowl. We opened with what has become a wild card weekend tradition, Kansas City in the late Saturday afternoon spot reserved for the league's less interesting teams. This time around, they're hosting the Titans on ESPN, laying 8.5 up from a touchdown at the open. Tennessee is 13th in our FDH power rankings, Kansas City is 10th. In our FDH strength of schedule, Tennessee is 31st, Kansas City is 26th. In our FDH impressiveness of wins index, combining win totals and strength of schedule, Tennessee is 28th, Kansas City is 23rd. In DVOA, Tennessee is 18th, Kansas City is 10th. In offensive DVOA, Tennessee is 18th, Kansas City is 4th. In offensive yardage, Tennessee is 23rd, Kansas City is 5th. In defensive DVOA, Tennessee is 21st, Kansas City is 30th. In defensive yardage, Tennessee is 13th, Kansas City is 28th. We picked Tennessee for the playoffs at the start of the year, but to be completely frank, this wasn't what we had in mind. We pictured a breakthrough year for Marcus Mariota and company, not a sloppy up-and-down effort that, in the end, owed far more to a cream-puff schedule than anything else. KC had the ultimate donut hole season, but they're rolling again. Injuries have decimated this defense and made a lie out of the Super Bowl pretensions that we saw earlier in the season, but the Titans aren't the team to exploit them in that regard, nor are they going to have enough of a clamp-down effort on the other side of the ball to upend the Chiefs. We're on the home team here. On Saturday night, the defending NFC champion Falcons, who limped lifelessly through a Super Bowl hangover season, travel to face one of the breakthrough teams of 2017, the LA Rams, who are laying 6.5 up from 4.5 on the Peacock Network. Atlanta is 8th in our FDH power rankings, LA is 2nd. Atlanta's 5th in our FDH strength of schedule rankings, LA is 15th. Atlanta's 3rd in our FDH impressiveness of wins index, LA is tied for 7th. Atlanta's 15th in DVOA, LA is 2nd. Atlanta's 9th in offensive DVOA, LA is 6th. Atlanta is 8th in offensive yardage, LA is 10th. Atlanta's 22nd in defensive DVOA, LA is 6th. Atlanta is 9th in defensive yardage, LA is 19th. These numbers would indicate that some of the Falcons' problems came from their meat grinder of a schedule, starting with playing in the league's toughest division. Additionally, they're one of only two teams in the NFC, along with Philadelphia, and one of four in the entire playoff picture, along with also Jacksonville and Pittsburgh, in the top 10 in both offensive and defensive yardage. So they probably deserve at least a bit more respect than they've gotten this year. But the Rams are just a different story altogether, clicking offensively seemingly out of nowhere, just like their greatest show on turf ancestors of 18 years ago, while making great strides with Wade Phillips on the other side of the ball. The Matt Ryan era has been relatively strong but relatively uneven on the big stage, and so the latter trend will continue here with the man who should be Coach of the Year in Sean McVay and the man who should be Comeback Player of the Year in Jared Goff leading the way to a win and a cover. The early game Sunday is Buffalo at Jacksonville on CBS as the Bills break the longest playoff drought in North American Big Four sports, getting 8.5 up from a touchdown. Buffalo is 14th in our FDH power rankings. Jacksonville is 12th. Buffalo is 10th in our FDH strength of schedule index. Jacksonville is 27th. Buffalo is 10th in our FDH impressiveness of wins index. Jacksonville is 24th. Buffalo is 21st in DVOA. Jacksonville is 8th. Buffalo is 26th in offensive DVOA. Jacksonville is 16th. Buffalo is 29th in offensive yardage. Jacksonville is 6th. Buffalo is 15th in defensive DVOA. Jacksonville is 1st. Buffalo is 26th in defensive yardage. Jacksonville is 2nd. The yardage numbers paint the story of a mismatch in the Jaguars' favor, while strength of schedule paints the exact opposite picture. In the end, whether or not he plays, there seems to be no way that Shady McCoy can be anywhere near 100%, which is going to put way too much pressure on Tyrod Taylor and a competent, at best, Buffalo vertical game. Additionally, the Bills' home-road split works against them here, as well as the fact that they've played 9 less games on the natural turf this year. That's a lot of points for Jacksonville to lay, especially after getting knocked off of their pedestal in recent weeks, but given the competition, we'll swallow and do just that. The late Sunday game on Fox is going to be a blockbuster with the season's 3rd meeting between Carolina and New Orleans. This one takes place at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome with the home team laying 6.5 up from 5.5. Carolina is 5th in our FDH power rankings, New Orleans is 3rd. Carolina is 6th in our FDH strength of schedule rankings, New Orleans is tied for 8th. Carolina is 2nd in our impressiveness of wins index, New Orleans is 5th. Carolina's 9th in DVOA, New Orleans is 1st. Carolina's 17th in offensive DVOA, New Orleans is 2nd. Carolina's 19th in offensive yardage, New Orleans is 2nd. Carolina's 7th in defensive DVOA, New Orleans is 8th. Carolina's 7th in defensive yardage, New Orleans is 17th. This is certainly the main event game of the weekend, with two teams that are tremendous on both sides of the ball coming out of the league's best division. Big ups to one of our favorite show guests, Michael Harmon of Fox Sports Radio, who saw the Saints coming this year, picking them to go to the NFC Championship game. With their stunning breakthrough on defense, with neither of the top 2 seeds in the NFC now having quarterbacks with any kind of pedigree, there's a great argument to be made for New Orleans being the best overall team in the NFC. But thanks to the tiebreaker, they certainly drew the toughest opening weekend assignment for a division winner. As shocking as it would be to see them go down this early, the Panthers are certainly a live dog, so while we don't expect them to win, we'll take the points in the only one of the 4 opening weekend tilts. Thank you for joining us for this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Aquafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.